This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Things are getting better in Florida. Power's back on for most after Hurricane Milton crashed ashore last Wednesday south of Tampa. The AP's Jennifer King.
Florida counties struck by Hurricane Milton are returning to a semblance of normalcy this week. Neighborhoods with severe damage will take longer to recover. But now gas stations are reopening, students are returning to school, and electricity has been restored to most areas. The sound of generators still fills the streets in Ellenton along the Manatee River south of Tampa, where the storm ripped shingles from Chuck Porter's roof.
What we did have was wind damage, as you can see around the neighborhood with all the trees that are down, the power's down.
3.4 million homes and businesses lost power in the hurricane. A little over 180,000 customers in Florida are still dark, according to PowerOutage.us. I'm Jennifer King.
Vice President Harris and rival Donald Trump were in Pennsylvania yesterday talking about what they will do to help voters. Donald Trump saying getting the price of gas down is a start.
But we're going to use our beautiful liquid gold. And when we get everything else down, houses, everything's going to come. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to have a house. Just wait a little while. Give me a little while. Let me get in.
Under my economic plan, we will bring down the cost of housing. And help first-time home buyers.
She was in Erie, Pennsylvania. He was in suburban Philadelphia. To the U.S.-Mexico border now. Migrant deaths in New Mexico have increased tenfold recently. Experts say smugglers are treating migrants more harshly and taking them on paths that could be more dangerous in the fierce heat. The bodies of 108 people believed to be migrants have been found near the border in New Mexico just in the first 8 months of this year. Overseas, Israel's strikes on the Gaza Strip overnight killed at least 15 people, including 6 children. This is AP News. The tension is continuing between North and South Korea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
South Korea says the North has blown up the northern parts of inter-Korean roads that are no longer in use. Tuesday's action comes after the rivals exchanged threats of destruction amid rising animosities over the North's claim that the South flew drones over its capital. The road's demolition reflects a display of North Korea's growing loathing of South Korea's conservative government. The South's military says it's bolstering its readiness and surveillance posture in coordination with the U.S. North Korea has a history of staging choreographed destruction of facilities on its soil as a political message. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Members of the Kennedy family gathered Monday for the funeral of Ethel Kennedy, the wife of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Ethel died on Thursday at the age of 96. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Dave Gill Chevrolet, we have back-to-school savings all month long. Check out our incredible selection of the latest Chevrolet models, including the rugged Silverado, the versatile Trax, and the stylish Equinox. We pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and unbeatable deals. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online at DaveGillChevy.com or stop by our dealership at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus. Dave Gill Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. See dealer for complete details.